We may idealize freedom, but when it comes to our habits, we are completely enslaved. That quote is from Sogyal Rinpoche. Welcome back to Free to Just Be, the podcast ripping out those matrix attachments and habits so humanity can take their power back. Because we have given it away, people. We've given it away. And this is the Hippie Freak of the South, sending love, light, prayer, and high, high vibrations in your direction. Because today we're going to talk about the sticky mess of habits. And I'm going to be real vulnerable once again. Man, do I ever get tired of just throwing myself out there, naked and raw, and just letting it all hang out? Well, I guess that's what Free to Just Be is all about. So I hope my voice finds you in good health with vibrant energy on this beautiful day. And if my content resonates with y'all, please subscribe, like, review, and share to get the message of freedom out there, because we all need to get ourselves free. So today I'm going to be talking about some revelations that I've had that have been coming into my life for a couple of months. But just like most of humanity, the hippie freak has not arrived. I am not completely free yet. Are any of us completely free yet? We're getting there. We're getting there, humanity. Brothers and sisters around the world, step by step, inch by inch, everything is a cinch. And every time we recognize and acknowledge one of those blips in our character, if we share it, we can spur each other on to change habits that maybe a brother or sister has. So I'm going to lay it on you. I've told you I've been really getting excited about beginning to do video. So as I'm doing my video homework and I'm learning about all the ins and outs of how to do that, I get on Rumble, which is where I'm going to launch my video Free to Just Be platform. And this is what came up for me. A little, as I'm perusing, I'm going through Rumble, I'm looking at all the tabs, and I'm seeing folks that are on there. And lo and behold, people can say that this is just a coinkydink or a serendipitous moment. But I happen to believe that what we think about, what we meditate on, what we put out to the universe as an intention, then God, in His wisdom, will send little stones for us to walk on, little guidances in the form of something on the internet, something that somebody says to us. You know what I'm talking about. Now, it's not the same concept of you're looking for a new car and then everywhere on the internet, new cars come up. No, that is called censorship. That is called the deep state listening to every fucking thing we do. I'm not talking about that. That is not serendipity. That is us being followed and checked into and put on every kind of list that you can imagine, all right? That's not all I'm talking about. When Google hears what you need and suddenly your needs are right there for you to purchase, that is nothing but creepy, all right? And that's what we're trying to get away from. Because a lot of habits that we have directly come because we have allowed, yep, we have allowed hundreds of years of the deep state programming to snatch us up. And today I'm going to share one of those little tidbits that spirit's working on me about. So let me backtrack a little and give you a little backdrop of the little nuggets that have been dropped my way, the little pieces of corn to lead me in the right direction. So you know of my struggles within my marriage and in my own home and dealing with low frequencies and that type of thing, and we're in a good place right now. But one of the things that has been disturbing me continually, and this is so funny, I don't want to point the finger at me, all right? So for months, I've been thinking to myself, man, I cannot stand being around all this cursing. Man, my husband curses a lot. I mean, every other word out of his mouth is the F-bomb. And if you listen to the Hippie Freak of the South on Free to Just Be, guess what you hear? Mm-hmm, yeah. But for months, this is how the Hippie Freak of the South has been thinking. Quote, nothing so needs reforming as other people's habits, end quote. And that's a quote by Mark Twain that I found this morning. And that's what I was doing. Just what I tell humanity not to do. Oh, don't point your chubby fingers at me because you got three pointing back at you. And it's just so easy for us to see another person's habit when you're sitting in the habit yourself. Yep, yep, yep. And I've been talking to my muse about how, yeah, I really need to clean up my mouth, you know. I really do kind of sound like a truck driver, but you know, I mean, that's how people talk, you know, and I want to be real and raw, and that's right where I am right now. And the God's honest truth is that is correct. That is right where I'm at right now. Is it where I want to be? No, not hardly. And all of this kind of fell together last night as I'm searching out Rumble. And I come upon this channel called, let's see what he's called. It's called The Conservative Opinion. And the creator of this channel is Bill Whittle. How you doing, brother? I look forward to working side by side with you on Rumble. Now, Rumble is touted as a conservative platform. And what does conservative mean? Well, right now, because everything's in a proverbial box, conservative means you're a Trump lover, you are a Second Amendmenter, you are a believer in the Constitution, and you're a believer, you're on the good side. Well, I believe that everybody has some of those views, and everybody has other views as well. And I believe that we all need to stand in our sovereignty, and we all need to honor each other's sovereignty and divinity. We are not there yet. But this platform has been created because of the massive censorship, was it not? So there are sites popping up, Getter and Frank Speech, but these are platforms that were designed by quote-unquote conservative people. And look, we have allowed people that aren't conservative, people that may have beliefs that we don't necessarily believe, take control of all things internet. And now there's finally a pushback. There are people saying we don't want to be censored. We don't want to have something that we wrote on our own site all of a sudden be flagged as hate speech just because we said it. Everybody should have an opinion. And I believe that these new sites, although they're touted as conservative, and who is touting them as conservatives? Well, the very people who own Google and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. All the people that are literally against humanity are telling us, oh, no, no, don't go to those sites because they're giving you misinformation. Like, for example, they are telling you not to get vaccinated. Well, that is censorship. What happened to My Body, My Choice, which has no voice right now? So many people are going to these sites, as is the Hippie Freak of the South with Free to Just Be. I cannot go against my own character, my own moral ethics, my own moral code, and how I feel about everything spiritual. and put myself back into Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. Now, I could. That's where everybody is getting quote-unquote hits and likes. And I just happen to believe that all of the alphabet soup, everybody that has been put out there and has been grooming us and guiding us and literally enslaving us, and we've let them, I can't go back into their platforms. So I am seeking a new way to be, just like I'm encouraging humanity to do. You don't like where you're at? Choose differently. So that's what I'm doing. So I get on Rumble, and I find this channel called The Conservative Opinion with Bill Whittle. And lo and behold, in the backdrop of my mind, I've been thinking about my mouth. Because if you don't know from all my past podcasts, I am a born-again Christian. What does that mean? It means that I actually have a relationship with the living God, our Creator, and I have walked with Him for 36 years. And when I came to Him and when I realized I needed His help, I was a mess and I was a cursing sailor. And then a lot of my life changed and I was in full-time ministry for a good 20 years. And I even went through all the religiosity of, I even wore skirts, you know, nothing but skirts for a while. Talk about being religious. And I'm getting ready. I'm gearing up to do a whole series on religion versus spirituality. But that's not for today. Today, Ms. Terry's talking about how she's been eroded. She's been eroded by the people she's been hanging out with, living with, married to. But it wasn't what my husband did. It's what I've chosen. And I've chosen to go back into a low-frequency habit of profanity. And here, I've been thinking about it, and then I found Bill Whittle. And they were talking about, he was struggling. They were having a conversation. Bill Whittle and one of his guests or co-host, I'm not sure which, but I was so enthralled about the topic. And the topic was, Bill was saying, look, I'm struggling with this issue. And the issue is people talking about how, you know, we need to be real. We need to be authentic. We need to be raw. And if that means you're going to drop an F-bomb because that's who you are, well, then so be it. And I'm struggling with that. I mean, is that really authenticity? Is that really what I want to present? And so now I'm just feeling real uncomfortable because when you actually look at your own stuff, and yes, right there I wanted to say your own shit, because that's the habit I'm in. And he started talking about, if you watch everything on TV and how everything's going, I mean, it's very commonplace. It's the norm. And people would say, well, it's adult language. And his guest said, well, really, what about cursing is adult? I mean, really, isn't that something, you know, you're not supposed to curse when you're a kid. And when you get to be a teenager, man, you just bust out and you curse all over the place, and then you grow up and you grow out of the habit of profanity because it's really unnecessary and it's really a low vibe. Now, that's not everything that they were saying. I'm adding my own embellishments, my own realities, my own opinions, my own spirit speaking to me because I'm very conscious of the Holy Spirit in my life. So I had to go, of course, to Merriam-Webster. I am a wordy person. I had to find out what the word habit means. So go with me here. And let's see. It may not be profanity. It may be pick a habit. I mean, there are thousands of them. Just pick one that maybe has been in your backdrop this week or for the last several months that, you know, you've been kind of thinking about, but you're avoiding, you're resisting, because we all do it. So what's a habit? It's a costume characteristic of a calling, rank, or function. The immediate thought came to my mind when I was in Catholic school, which I was in for 10 years, the nuns wore habits. Number two is a costume worn for horseback riding. Number three, now we're getting into the meat, a manner of conducting oneself. Number four, a bodily appearance or makeup, especially as indicative of one's capacities and condition. Ooh, I'm starting to feel the knife go into my heart. Am I conducting myself? Do I have the bodily appearance indicative of the condition of somebody that's profane? Ooh, this is not, I'm not liking this. I didn't want to continue at that point. But here we go. The hippie freak is out in that field, all naked again, for all of humanity to see her and look at her shit. Yep, because I'm sitting in a pile of it this morning, let me tell you. Next definition, the prevailing disposition or character of a person's thoughts and feelings. Holy moly. The prevailing disposition or character of a person's thoughts or feelings. Is my prevailing disposition one of profanity and cursing? Surely not. Surely not. I even as I'm speaking it, it doesn't resonate with me. So I am like severely out of alignment here, because everything about me is about life and about freedom and about liberty and about authenticity. And this particular habit is a real low vibe, and it really does not align up at all with who I am, who I feel I am, who I'm becoming, who I want to be. So let's continue. Six, a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. Wow. A usual manner of behavior. Number seven, a behavior pattern acquired by frequent repetition that shows up in regularity. Eight, a required mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. Habit implies a doing unconsciously and often compulsively, and its uses suggest a customary course so generally followed that it has even become a social norm. Holy crap. Wow. Yeah, I have just uncovered yet another piece of the deep state's programming. And that is called erosion. You take away something incrementally, little by little by little, and you replace it with what you want to have happen, little by little by little. Don't believe me? All right, well, let me take you back. Some of you may not even been on the planet, but certainly all of humanity has heard about the Beatles. John, Ringo, George, and Paul. They changed the whole landscape of society when they came on the scene. And I distinctly remember, and believe me, the more you go inside, the more you sit with yourself, the more you can be, you will begin to remember more and more things in your past. Because this memory is one when I was 3 years old. This is in 1964. And I absolutely, in detail, remember looking at a TV screen, a black and white TV, one of those boxy little machines. Actually, it was a piece of furniture. It looked like a piece of furniture in our living room. And I remember watching Ed Sullivan every Sunday night. That was, you know, we had Friday night was snack night. And as I was growing up, I'm getting a little ahead of my picture, but I'm painting a picture for you. So when I grew up, Friday night was quote-unquote snack night. That was the night we got to watch The Brady Bunch and The Partridge Family. And I can't remember the other one, maybe Marcus Welby. And we got to eat junk food. And we get to pick it out like potato chips or cheese doodles, absolute junk. And it was such an exciting thing because we only got to do that on Friday nights. On Sunday nights, we watched Lawrence Welk and we watched The Ed Sullivan Show. Well, this particular day, I remember my mom and dad were watching in the living room, and we had a little tiny TV in the kitchen. Didn't really work very well. It had rabbit ears on it, and you had to move the rabbit ears and all that kind of stuff. And I even think at the time it had a piece of tinfoil on the antenna. But I distinctly remember being in the kitchen and having my mom come in and say, no, maybe it was my dad. One or the other came in because me and one of my siblings were standing in the kitchen, and I remember watching these little guys on the TV screen in black suits. And one of my parents came in and said, turn that off. Don't be watching those long hairs on the TV. Now think about that. In 1964, the norm was people with long hair were not to be watched. Kids' minds were protected. You kept all of that possible negativity or what you thought was wrong away from children. I used to not be able to watch as I grew up. I couldn't watch All in the Family. I wasn't allowed, Johnny Carson. Now, my parents watched Johnny Carson at night, but I was pretty much of an insomniac because as a kid, I was afraid of everything. I was deathly afraid of the dark. And many times, I would find myself on the stairs where I could go creep down the stairs about halfway, and if I positioned myself just right, I could see the TV in the living room, and my mom and dad were on the opposite side of the wall, so they couldn't see me on the stairs. And so there were many times that I snuck down and watched Johnny Carson. But oh man, if I ever got caught doing that, I'd be in big trouble. I remember when R-rated movies, was a restriction for nothing more than profanity. Just cursing, the F word, would be considered an R-rated movie, category. And then, slowly it eroded to PG-13. And the R rating, you got an R rating on a movie if there was nudity in it. And first it started with, you couldn't show frontal nudity, but if you showed a butt cheek, you were rated R. And then that eroded. And then there was frontal nudity, and I remember the controversy when that first came out. And oh my gosh, people, and you could watch it, the playbacks, or you could buy VHS tapes. Oh yeah, I'm really aging myself here. And you could actually get versions from the movie store that had all the profanity bleeped out. And now where are we? PG-13 movies not only are full of profanity, but they have full-on nudity and sex scenes, full sex scenes in PG-13. Because the powers that be controlling us all this time that we have given our power away to deemed, we need to get kids acclimated because, we're ritualistically abusing them under the ground anyway, and we need to get this to come mainstream. And sexual perversion needs to become mainstream normality. And there's nothing normal. I don't care what anybody around the world says. There is nothing normal about perversion. And I'll just put a little sidebar here to whet your appetite for some of the topics that we'll be talking about in the near future. topics like clickbait and sex sells and how they're both a lie. So moral and ethical erosion has been happening little by little for many, many, many decades. And here we are now, and we have a whole generation that now believes that showing their skin and, oh, I'm digressing. I'm getting into the one of my next episodes. Let's go back to the hippie freak of the South's issue with profanity. That's my topic today. Oh, there's so much to talk about, isn't there? There's so many different ways that the deep state has screwed with our lives. And we all need to wake up and reveal it to each other. And we need to step away from it. But erosion is what caused me to be cursing like a sailor again. It's not my husband's fault. It's not people I hang out with. It's my choice. And the moment we accept responsibility for our choices, then we can also accept the responsibility for changing them. Now, am I going to stop cursing overnight? Well, I'd like to, but chances are I'm going to be dropping the F-bomb again, okay? Just so you know. But I'm very aware. And that's the first part. We've talked about this many times. That is the first part of deprogramming ourselves. It's just like the AA concept. We have to admit we have an issue. We have to admit that, wow, this is what I'm doing. And I don't like it. It doesn't feel like who I want to be. And then you can start making steps to change your behavior. Now, I like to think that between now and when I go video, I can get my mouth under control, because as the show that I was listening to on Rumble spoke about, and I didn't listen to the whole show, I'm going to have to go back and listen to their whole discussion, but just that first 5 minutes, man, the conviction on my spirit was so great, because this isn't something that has just come up for me. The Holy Spirit will nudge you towards the things that need addressing. And just like programming, just like anything else in life, you are sovereign and you have a choice. And the choice that I've been making is, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, you're right, God. I really should stop this. And it's, you know, I have grandbabies and there's so many other reasons why using the F word frequently is probably not really cool. And yet, the world makes it cool, doesn't it? And I live in the world, but I am not of the world. And so it's time for me to not only stop saying, and so, yeah, habits, they are there to keep us from becoming all we're supposed to be here on this planet. When you discover a habit that's no longer serving you, then do the same process with any program that you discover. Question yourself about it, recognize it, deconstruct it. And I pretty much have done that this show. And now, going forward, I'm going to have to try to sweeten up my words a little bit. But don't judge me if I say shit or drop the F-bomb again, because sometimes it may very well be appropriate. But every single episode, probably not so. So I closed today's episode asking you to do the same. Look in your life at habitual ways of being, be it the altered state, be it the way you talk, be it the way you treat others, and ask yourself, is this really who you want to be anymore? Is this habit serving you anymore? And if not, then make the decision to do something different. And we'll talk again next time, and maybe it won't be quite as flavorful with profanity. And maybe it will. But we're in this together, humanity. And I love you all, and I appreciate you letting me air my stuff. Hey, you gotta start somewhere.